is come and play physical. There's nothing else to it. Quite frankly, I'm tired of talking about it. You just have to go and play football.
Does it get to that point during the week where you're getting tired of, you just want the game to get here and just get on out there and do your thing?
Absolutely. I've been tired of talking about it since I found out we had to play. Just had to get lined up and get ready to go play football. And that's just, essentially, that's all we had to do was just play football. They're going to come play football. We're going to play football.
How much extra intensity do you bring to a playoff game?
If I decide to all of a sudden start playing harder now than I did all year, that kind of mean I shafted my team by not playing hard all year. So you're going to play hard week one through week whenever the Super Bowl is. So you always want to make sure you give it your all, practice, OTAs, whatever, you know, preseason. You're going to give it everything that you have, whether it's the playoffs or the regular season. If you try to make some games bigger than what they are, which is essentially a football game, then you're going to do goofy things like slip, you know, make a bad take bad steps, miss with your punch, things like that. So you have to make sure you just approach every game the same, because essentially that's what it is, a football game.
Are you tired of talking about the Cowboys guys, or what are you tired of talking about?
I'm tired of talking, period. I just want to play. That's the facts. You know, the game can't get here soon enough. It really can't.
A lot of the veterans have talked about how special making a Super Bowl run is and how this team might be a little hungrier because they have so many guys who haven't been there like they have. Do you feel that this team's a few years removed from that and you haven't been there and you really want to get there?
Yeah, I'm hungry. My teammates, they're hungry. Like I said, you got guys. I did a lot of chirping in the offseason. You got Sam Barrington back there. He's a guy that exemplifies what I talked about. Detroit Guyon lines up next to me. He's another guy who exemplifies what I talked about. Ha-ha Clinton Dix. He's another guy who exemplifies what I talk about. Sean Richardson. And that's just the name of a few, you know. But those are guys that, you know, Sam's going to come downhill. He's going to do something. He's going to let the guy know he did something after he did it. That's my style of football, you know. We got to make sure we play our best game. And that's just all to it.
How important is for you guys as a defense to set the tone going into this game Sunday against the Cowboys?
We definitely have to make sure we come out with the right kind of energy. Come out with the right kind of intensity, you know. If we don't do that, then it's nothing but bad things.
Mike, you think those comments in the offseason were pretty pointed that you make? You think those words made a difference? Those comments made a difference?
I don't know, but I just know that some people, you either got it or you don't. And the guys I named, they're the grunts. We're the grunts. We're going to do the dirty work. You know, you got guys that they're going to make the splash plays and things like that, and you got that on every team. But you need some grunts, and I feel as though we got a handful of grunts. You know, you got a guy who's a first-round draft pick. He's not afraid to be a grunt, and you can see by the way the kid's been playing, he's definitely going to get his hands dirty. So that's the kind of mentality that I've been wanting, and that's what I've been seeing that since the bye week. They're a good offensive line. You know, they're very fundamentally sound. They play through the whistle. So, you know, it's gonna be a fun group that's coming in here for us to play against.
I think it's one of the better ones you've seen. Dom said yesterday, but probably top two or three in the league. If you agree or thought that.
Our offensive line is pretty good. We see them every day. So, you know, we get to play against another good offensive line, and that's going to be exciting. That's going to be exciting. Brings the best out of you.
Numbers-wise, was it they run outside a little bit more than inside? Is that accurate, and what kind of challenges does that present?
You know, they have a good running back. He's been having a really, really good season so far, and I only expect him to come in here and keep playing good football. We just had to make sure we play pretty good as well.